I don't wear makeup at all, ever. Very rarely.
Did you ever wear it?
When I was younger, maybe. A little.
You're still young.
Okay, well, I'm 50, but so... no, but I don't really... I never really bought into it.
And, you know, if I could say this, you've got great skin. I actually thought you were wearing makeup.
Yeah, no, I... Well, that's genetics. I did nothing to do that.
And do you think women are under pressure to wear makeup?
I think so. I think they're under pressure to look different, to alter their appearance, because they're not happy with their appearance. But I think more and more people are changing that. I mean, Alicia Keys did the Grammys without makeup.
And she doesn't wear makeup, but does she? Does she wear a little bit or no makeup?
Do you I have think no she's idea. She says she
naturally
doesn't.
Naturally gifted, yeah. That yeah. She has good genetics.
Maybe she has good genes, you know.
And when was the last time you wore it? Can you remember the
year? I went to a wedding. Whenever I go to a wedding or a big event, I might get my nephew to do makeup for me, because I can't actually physically do it myself.
Really?
Even.
So no, you get a makeup artist to do it?
Well, yeah.
And would you put on a lot or just a little?
No.
Would you try and make it look like that you're not wearing makeup?
Yeah.
And that's a look in itself,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You're 18. Are you influenced by people like Jess Glynn?
Yeah, no, definitely, because she's a big star, like, in today's music. But the fact that she was on stage and took her makeup off is very empowering, because you see the likes of Kylie and Kim, and they're like makeup and surgery, and it's nice to have something else. Like, it's almost refreshing to see.
So is that Kylie Minogue and Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner and Kendall.
Oh, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
There you go, I'm showing my age there. When you say Kylie, I automatically think of Minogue. Yourself, you're 18. Do you wear makeup?
Yeah, I wear makeup almost every day.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
When do you not wear it?
When I need to let my skin breathe, or like when I'm going to bed, yeah. I have a skin condition, so I don't feel as confident as I would if I wore makeup going outside.
Could you go through a week with no makeup? Would it empower you? Being just 18, surely it would help your skin breathe more?
Yeah, no, I could definitely go through the week, but I wouldn't feel as confident as I normally would feel if I was to wear makeup. And yeah, just to go out day to day wearing makeup. It's a condition that I have, but it's triggered by OCD, so it causes me to pick my skin when it leaves me with like scabs and like all over my face. So
you might have a spot, a pimple, and you might, you know, pick it. And then it gets worse.
It gets worse and then it spreads, or sometimes nothing is even there and I just like imagine something is there and I'll just keep picking and picking and picking.
I expect women to feel that if they want to wear makeup, that they're free to. It's not expected of them.
And would you put on a little bit of makeup, a bit of foundation yourself? You're wearing a beard, but in the parts of your face where there's no beard.
I wouldn't be averse to a bit of mascara myself, but that's just me.
And do you think that's a huge change in men? Even in the last 5 years, it's okay for men to wear a little bit of mascara.
Oh, and I think male grooming is a huge industry now, and it maybe is the next step.
But the only reason I'm wearing makeup is because I'm going into work today.
So now, at home, no makeup?
No.
And would you change, would you wear pyjamas in the house?
Oh, no. I like to get dressed.
So you have normal clothes on,
yeah.
But just no makeup. And why is it that women and sometimes men feel they need to put the war paint on before they go out?
I don't know.
Less is more. Being more natural.
Less is more.
There's a time and a place. I think some people overdo it. And others don't. And those who do it cleverly deserve medals. Those who don't should maybe go back and practice a bit more. Maybe overdo it and not do it properly.
And it is a real technique. It's tough to get it right, especially if you're driving and you're putting your makeup on.
Well, you want to travel on the dart. I've become an expert at putting on makeup. I could do it myself.
Do you wear makeup yourself?
No, I don't. But I could.
So you watch ladies on the
You can't
train.
Help but watch ladies on the dart putting their makeup on. While they're watching themselves in their phones.
And I know I feel self-conscious because I'm a man and you're a man, and we're talking about women putting their makeup on the train, and I know perhaps we shouldn't, but for you, did you watch on almost like a people watcher?
No, it's just part of the daily routine. It's like people coming on with their coffee, coming on with their mobile devices. It's the modern world we live in.
And putting on makeup on the train.
Exactly.
I'm a winter makeup person. You know, we're only back from Australia. I never put makeup on for the 3 weeks I was there because the sun was shining. And so I sometimes feel, you know, when I'm wearing the dark clothes, the little bit of makeup.
Really?
Just gives
so in
me
Australia,
a bit of a,
just yeah, suntan
I
lotion
never,
or sunscreen?
Sunscreen, factor 50. End of.
No makeup.
In actual fact, I would have used a tinted moisturiser because I had some left over from the previous holiday.
So you wear makeup here in Ireland just for
winter
better
months,
colour?
Better colour. But in the summertime, we'd say last summer we had such a beautiful summer. I cycle a lot. I walk a lot. I would have my moisturiser on with my Factor 50 and that's it.
Could look like bad enough on the day, man, you know what I mean?
I think there should be no pressure on them if they don't want to. If they need it for confidence, then...
A little bit of makeup can enhance, but when it's on too thickly, I just think it sort of detracts from beauty, really. You see the makeup and not the beauty, you know?
And do you have a lady in your life?
I have many.
Many? And do they wear makeup?
Yeah, but not caked on.
And you're talking about caked on. What do you mean by
that?
Well,
I mean, you know what, it's really obvious that they're wearing a lot of foundation, a lot of makeup. I see it with a lot of young Irish girls, you know, they have like a stack of makeup on.
And is that because of us men? Are they doing it to impress us or their
I don't
friends?
Think so anymore. I think it's gone beyond that now. I think it's more of a peer thing.
I wouldn't really be bothered with it. I'd wear it only because I have to for work.
Did you wear makeup today?
No.
And you decided to wear none whatsoever?
No, I don't usually wear it when I'm not in work.
So only when you're at work?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm a hairdresser.
So you work in that whole style, fashion, beauty business. And how important is it in that business? And is that movement of wearing no makeup creeping in?
I don't think so in that industry now. I think it's kind of saying that you have to wear it to look professional and to be kind of, to look part of the industry.
Almost glamorous.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not sure. Just the way it is.
So when you're at work in your hairdresser, you get all glammed up, almost like as if you're going out to some sort of, I don't know what your look is, like some sort of gothic rock concert. And then at home, it's just tracksuits.
Yeah. Just whatever you're comfortable in, I suppose, but I usually use my days off as an excuse to be more casual. I just couldn't be bothered to wear makeup on days off.
And do you think that no makeup movement is going to take off, especially amongst young women?
Well, hopefully, because I don't see it's a necessity.
I wear it for myself. I feel better whenever I wear it.
I suppose when you get older, it's nice to have the coverage where you have a lot of blemishes and that. And it does give you a lot of confidence as well, you know, when you are feeling good about yourself and when you look good. So, yes, I like wearing makeup.
Women should wear makeup for themselves, you know, if it makes them feel good. If they don't want to wear it, I think they should have the choice. You know, for empowerment, just do what you want to do.
Are you wearing makeup today?
Slightly, yes.
So just a touch?
Just a touch.
And do you have like different days where it's a touch and then perhaps a wedding more?
Yeah, if I'm going out in the evening, then I'll put on more. But I'll do it for myself. I'm not going to do it for my man. Because if I do it for myself and I feel good inside, then I'm going to look good to him anyway. Not even taking back control. It's just feeling good for yourself. You'll look better and you'll be better and they'll appreciate it more.
Having worn it briefly before and knowing how much effort it takes to put it on and make sure it looks right, I think it's a lot of work for people, and obviously it helps people feel more confident. People, especially younger kids, are kind of growing up in an age where they see makeup all the time and they have to wear it and they have to look good. But now, with someone as big as Jesselyn, I think it's really important. And it's a really big statement for her to say, no, you don't have to wear this. Like, if you want to, choose to, but you don't have to wear it to be pretty. You don't have to wear it to be anything like that. I think it's a really big statement.
You're a man, you're 21 years of age, yes. You've worn makeup and you wore it for a makeup artist?
Yeah, one of my friends was studying makeup and needed a model for drag makeup in particular. So I sat on a chair and let her kind of put the makeup on, and it's almost like an art form when you see it being done, but sitting there and like having your face touched and like that, it's a lot of work. Like, it's 2.5 hours I was sitting in the chair.
2.5 hours to get you looking like a drag queen?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and like, it's great for her because she's studying and she loves it. But I couldn't imagine doing it every day just to go to the shops or to go out with friends. It just seems like too much work to me. So one of my friends is actually a drag queen himself. So I've been around a lot of guys wearing makeup. It's not really something that would shock me. Whereas in comparison, a lot of my friends, female friends, would kind of see it as like, if they're going out on a night out, they might put a little bit of lipstick and mascara on. But a lot of them don't see the point. They just see it as too much hassle. So they'd go out a lot of the time makeup free. It'd almost be unusual to see them in makeup.
Really? Makeup free?
Yeah, makeup free all the time. Like, they're kind of, they don't really care. Like, their skin is clear, like, even if it's not, like, it's normal. Especially if they see kind of guys who are like, oh, I don't have to wear it, and you do. They're kind of like, there's no point. If I'm going out to the shops or I'm out with friends, they're not going to care if I have like a spot on my face or that kind of thing. And it's just easier and more natural. They have to take it off at the end of the night. So it's kind of weird being in the scenario of having some male friends who wear more makeup and then some female friends who wouldn't. It's really nice, almost like counter to society.
How often would you wear makeup?
Almost every day.
Almost every day?
Yeah.
How come?
I feel like I have a lot of issues with my skin, and it's probably like a self-esteem kind of thing. So on the weekends, I don't wear makeup if I had nothing on. So if I was like going for a walk or was going to the shops, I wouldn't. So, but when I'm in college every day, I would, yeah.
You would wear it for college?
Yeah.
For the other students, or why?
I don't know, because it's very deep.
Would you wear makeup at the gym?
Some girls do, yeah, definitely. I don't like that. Probably like covering up skin issues or something, self-esteem.